baptism, she dies.
She dies? Gorilla dies?
Yeah.
I didn't know she died.
My daughter's very relieved that she's dead.
I never knew she was dead.
I was talking to a friend earlier today,
mm-hmm.
someone from work, about living in America
mm-hmm.
and how my kid used to be afraid of single shooters coming into her preschool.
Right.
Because we lived in Connecticut in a small mm-hmm. town, and that had just happened. Like,
right.
someone came in and slaughtered preschool kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's America.
So now you kids do drills.
Exactly. So now mm-hmm. so now she has to do a drill.
That's what they call it.
They didn't say it was because of a shooter, but then of course she asked another kid, and the other kid was like, it's because someone's going to shoot us. And which terrified her.
Thanks, other child.
So I was talking to a friend today, and then of course we started talking about Sandy Hook, and we were crying
in the middle
of the workday at lunch. Everyone's like, what's wrong? And we were just like, oh, Sandy Hook.
oh, God.
But then I was saying the difference is here. Her most terrible fear?
Mm-hmm.
Trolls.
Yeah.
Trolls.
Trolls. Yeah.
That's what she is the most afraid of now.
That's a good thing.
But she's really afraid of them. It makes her, like, shake in her boots.
Really?
Yeah. She's worried that they're going to come eat her. And that's why she was so relieved that Grilla died.
Okay.
She died because all the Icelandic... Because, you know, she can only eat bad Icelandic kids.
Right.
And the whole nation pulled together.
And turned good.
And went good.
Well,
14 days, and it made her die.
Yeah.
Killed her. Killed her dead.
So...
Killed her with kindness. Literally.
The kids now have clearly brought her back to life.
Yes.
Yeah, because there are lots of naughty children.
Yeah, a lot.
Plenty.
Is.
Like, yeah, a lot. I've met a couple of them. One or two.
You work with a couple of them, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you parent a couple of them?
No, I don't parent the naughty children. My children are angels.
Mm.
They're angelic. They do no wrong.
Do no wrong.
Do no wrong ever.
Okay. Look at you. You're an amazing person who does all the parenting right.
I'm perfect in every way. Practically perfect in every way. Just like Mary Poppins.
How's your parenting manual coming along?
Oh, well, you know, every time I think I'm done, turns out I have to burn it and start over.
Start over again.
Yeah. That's how that works, apparently. Think, oh, I got the hang of this shit. No, you don't.
No.
You're all wrong. Everything you do, wrong, wrong, and wrong. Yeah.
So we are in the darkest dark, the dark heart of December.
So dark.
Yeah.
Like... 11 to 3:30 dark.
We're close to the solstice.
I mean, that's when the sunlight is, like,
right.
between those hours.
I think we're, like, a week away from the solstice, or 10 days or something like that.
About 10 days. 9 days.
9 days. So, we wake up, dark,
mm-hmm.
go to work, dark,
mm-hmm.
first cup of coffee, or tea, or, you know,
tea
you do
like
you.
That. Yeah, dark.
Dark. It's about lunchtime. Looking at the window. Things are getting a little brighter.
Yeah.
I'm really going to get outside today. I'm really going to get out in the sunlight today.
But it's cloudy. So really? Is there sunlight?
Well, there's like brightness.
There's
daylight.
Limited brightness. If I'm lucky, I go out with the kids a little bit at the kindergarten. Get a little bit of sun. Get a little bit of sideways wind and rain. It's invigorating.
Sideways wind and rain.
Invigorating.
To wake up the body and soul.
Yeah. And then go back inside. Then when I leave work, it's dark.
Well, I feel like I get...
And I'm not talking like dusk dark. It's like dark.
Dark as night.
It's
as
night.
Deep night.
Yeah.
I get to my lunch break and I think, okay, I'm going to go down and have lunch really quick. And then I'm going to get outside and mm-hmm. have a nice walk in the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, end up talking about single shooter massacres.
Yeah.
Back in the United States, which is not what lifts the spirits.
It's really not.
It's not like conversational daylight.
Mm-mm. No.
So I did that wrong today.
That's okay. It's all right.
Try again tomorrow.
We all have setbacks.
Yeah.
And it's Iceland in the winter.
Yeah. But at least we have something to look forward to.
Christmas? Is that what we're talking about?
Christmas!
Yeah. I enjoy the Christmas.
You do?
Yeah, I like Christmas. It's festive.
Yeah. I feel like there's like a desperate need to love Christmas here.
Really?
Yeah. Because everyone can feel it getting, like, super dark.
Yeah.
Getting depressing. It's cold,
so
sideways, wind
shoveling
and rain.
Down that sugar and cheer.
Mm-hmm. And booze.
And booze. There's lots of booze?
Yeah. Lots of Christmas booze. Christmas parties.
That's true.
Did you not notice the Christmas party? The booze?
There's little bit of booze at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like people are like aggressively gleeful right now. Angry, angry mirth.
Angry mirth.
Welcome to Icelandic Christmas.
That's another good band name.
Yeah. Angry Mirth.
Or the Angry Mirth.
Yes.
But then that kind of makes me think of Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh, yeah. Angry Mirth. It sounds like you're saying inch with a lisp.
Yeah. So, okay. That doesn't work. No. Scratch it.
Scratch that.
Yeah. Leave it to Hedwig.
Yeah, but I feel like Iceland has a very aggressively joyful Christmas.
Mm. Which is interesting, given that their traditional Christmas material, their Yuletide material, mm-hmm. is not cheery at all.
Bleak.
It's bleak and dark and scary.
Yeah. Horror movie material.
Mm. There you go. Check the children.
So, not too long ago, actually it was a long time ago, it was like 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
they were going to make a horror film about one of the Icelandic Yuletide lads.
Oh, they were? Just one of them?
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
The movie was going to be called Örstutt Jól, or A Very Short Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are 13 of them, but this one was going to be just about, I think, number 11 or 12 or something. I don't remember which one it was. But his name is Kiet Krokur,
mm-hmm.
which means meat hook.
Oh, right.
Doesn't that lend itself to a horror film?
But why just the one? I mean, I guess because he's meat hook, but okay. So what happened? It didn't get made?
I don't know. They made a trailer for it and it looked terrifying.
Mm.
And I don't know. I don't know if they actually got the film made or not.
Mm.
But we should definitely check that out this Christmas. How do you feel about Christmas horror movies? Because there are a few of them. There's like Krampus.
Yeah. Krampus, I don't really watch Christmas horror movies. I like to keep my Christmas like...
Do you ever watch horror movies, though?
I like horror. I do watch horror movies. I'm not into slashers.
No, and like Gorefest?
I'm not into gore.
Torture porn, as it's called?
No, I'm not into that. I like a thriller. Mm. I like ghost stories.
Supernatch?
I like the supernatural. Yeah. Like Poltergeist is one of my favorites growing up.
Yeah.
Still is. Love Poltergeist. The Exorcist.
Poltergeist had like a great sense of humor, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was like really funny moments in that film.
I feel like a good horror movie has some fun.
Did you know that weren't those like real human remains that they used at the end?
I'd never heard of that. Really?
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
How would they get real? Well, I don't know. Ew. See?
But there's all these like stories about how that film is cursed.
Mm, mm-hmm.
There's something about like because the little girl who was in it. What's her name?
Caroline. She had Crohn's disease for a long time. It was undiagnosed.
And apparently she died after number 3.
Yep.
She
died before it was finished, I think.
Oh, really?
Body doubles and parts of it, I think.
One of my favorite actors is in that first one. Zelda Rubinstein.
Oh, my God. This house is clean.
I see you are familiar with her.
Of course. Didn't I tell you it's one of my favorites, Poltergeist?
Yeah.
I love her so much.
She was in another film called Teen Witch. Are you also familiar with this film? Film?
I haven't seen Teen Witch.
It is a profound and sublime film.
It sounds like it is.
It's great, actually. There's a rap in the middle of it.
No.
And
Jonas, no.
You gotta love an 80s rap.
Oh,
white,
boy.
White 80s rap.
No.
Yeah, I think you need to go check that out.
You knew what my next question was going to be when you said rap. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Wow.
So, how did we get to...
We were talking about Dark Christmas in Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
And the Christmas horror...
That's right.
...genre.
Right, right. We were talking
And
about
I'm not
horror.
Into it. I like my Christmas films to be cheery.
Yeah.
We watch Elf every year. That's
like
how we like
our
Christmas.
Your horror films is horror films. You like your Christmas films is Christmas films.
Yeah. I like a little bit of a line when it comes to my movies.
Yeah.
I like them clearly defined and in the what I consider to be the right boxes.
The food will not touch on the plate.
Yeah. I'm okay with food touching on the plate. And I like to mix my music. But my films, I haven't done a lot of mixing and matching.
Mm.
Interesting.
I like a nice counterpoint to the holidays.
Mm.
I really enjoy watching horror films over Christmas.
So do you
Christmas
watch break? Christmas movies over Halloween?
Well, I do. We always watch that one.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah. Which mm-hmm. is sort of like involuntarily mixes Christmas into a Halloween movie.
Right.
But you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
It's just where the film goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's a great Halloween film.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I want to say about Iceland is I've been seeing this a lot as like a Facebook meme. They talk about, like, in Iceland, everyone gives books to one another.
Yeah.
And everyone enjoys reading books on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
They're playing with toys and they solve the wage gap.
Mm-hmm.
And fix global warming.
It's a nice little
change the little course of human climate change. I don't know. But, you know, it's, yeah.
It's one of those little nuggets. Little.
It's like, but it's sort of like softened for, I feel like, public digestion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They sort of like.
Because it is the traditional gift. Like, if you're going to spend
book?
Money. Yeah. If you're going to spend money on a gift on Christmas and books, you know, you aren't mass producing, like, at least traditionally, not tons and tons of books in Iceland. So when they make the book, the book is made.
Yeah.
And if you're going to spend money on it, you're going to spend money on it for Christmas.
But the thing that I like is that the books that people get and the books that people I see people reading on Christmas Day are these terrifying, gory slasher murder mysteries.
Yeah.
Where there's like a vicious killer on the loose, body parts in the mail, just disgusting.
Mm.
And they're doing this on Christmas.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's
when all the books are published. I don't know that.
Yeah, but like the most popular books are those books.
Mm.
And when you read those books, you read them at Christmas time. I feel like there's something that goes hand in hand with just like
Christmas cheer and murder.
Inhuman, like terrifying stories and Christmas time.
Mm.
There's something like, I don't know. I guess that's because sometimes it gets too overloaded with like Christmas stories and like human kindness.
The Christmas stories are always a little sad. Don't you think?
I feel like maybe they like present sadness, but then they always like resolve themselves with just like tooth achingly sweet happiness.
Mm-hmm. So you just want to wallow in the darkness.
I just want to like be reminded that it's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a nice counterpoint to like, you know, if you got sweet sometimes, then you want a little salty. You're a little salty with your sweet.
What's that? Is that coppery taste? It's blood. That's what
it's
it
blood.
Is. There's blood in my candy.
There's blood in my paper cookie.
That's not jam in the center of that chocolate.
I have a friend, Candy, who does these like horrific gingerbread scenes.
Oh, that sounds kind of fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think that's what we need more of at Christmas.
Mm.
Let's keep this human. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it upright.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping to do this year is read just a
crap ton of horror.
A crap ton of just like something that's going to make me lose my faith in the human race.
Oh, my faith was lost long ago. I don't need any help. I'm already like, sucks so bad. Oh, my God. Why?
Did you ever read any of those millennium books? I don't remember. It's the Stieg Larsson books.
No.
Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
I did not.
They're pretty violent.
There's lots
of violence. I mean, I feel like that's like one of the characteristics of Nordic noir. It's just like violence against, in Icelandic, it's not necessarily women.
But his was more of a critique of that kind of violence against women, no?
A critique?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, in that the characters who, like, perpetrated violence against women were, like, the bad guys, the villains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there were plenty of scenes where you're reading about extreme violence against women.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people who read those books and really got off on those books enjoyed reading about...
Oh, I see.
Surveillance violence.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are Swedish books. I just feel like there's something about Sweden. It's, like, the birthplace of hardcore pornography. There's, like, something about it that's, like, a little cold.
Yeah.
And
this is the reason that the hot dogs end, and we're talking about Iceland. We didn't even mention that at the beginning, did we?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Did you just get mad at me?
I didn't get mad at you. I just realized when I was like, wait a minute, we're talking about Sweden. Why are we recording this podcast? Oh, right.
No, I just was thinking about like all this Nordic noir that comes out at Christmas time.
And
like what sort of like makes it an Icelandic mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read any of them?
I feel like I read one a long time ago, but that was it. I guess I find it hard to suspend my disbelief in those kind of books that take place in Iceland.
Because
I'm like, none of that shit is happening here. Like once every 10 years, maybe.
Oh, that there's a murder?
There's something weird happened, something crazy.
There's been a murder, like a murder a year. right?
Yeah, but they're not.
I mean, they're not gory like the ones in the books.
Yeah.
The ones that I like, I think the book
like
is
like, you read that book in the United States and you're like, yeah, this shit happened yesterday.
The thing that that strikes me about...
and it's going to happen tomorrow.
And it's too real. It's too real. That's the thing.
Yeah,
the thing
so
that's
real.
Nice about the Icelandic mysteries is and the Icelandic murder stuff is like, yeah, it doesn't reflect reality.
Mm.
If it did, then, I mean, I don't think I could enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
It's a complete fantasy.
I think I have both things going on. Like, I don't like reading it because, in a sense, it is too real because these things actually do happen in the world.
In the world,
not
right.
necessarily in Iceland.
Right.
But then I'm like, but this shit doesn't happen in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm on both ends. I'm like, eh, no thanks.
But bleak things do happen in Iceland.
I yeah.
mean, people led,
definitely, yeah.
led very difficult and depressing lives.
As we talked about in episode 13, the isms, those things definitely happen in Iceland because humans live here.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
that happens. And not just that, like, I'm thinking about, like, 100 years ago. It was a hard place to live.
You know, oh, yeah.
Some shit went down.
Yeah.
But I think something that characterizes a lot of the stories that I read here, the mystery stories, are... And it's still... I read, like, one a year at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Just to really drive the Christmas spirit home. But what strikes me about them is they all have some kind of ghost in them. And if it's not like a literal ghost...
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you prefer reading these books in English or in the original Icelandic?
I've never read them in English. I think I only read them in Icelandic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Carry on.
I would definitely... I think if I had the choice, I would read them in Icelandic, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
That's like the language written in. But yeah, they all have a kind of ghost in them, whether it's like someone's, like the sins of their past or like a real
literal
ghost.
Or figurative.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think mainly they're generally figurative, like in a lot of the books by Arnold Tryggvason, who's sort of the granddaddy of the Nordic.
Give it to us one more time.
Arnaldur Indriðason.
And if you said that in American.
Arnaldur Indriðason. You know, Arnaldur. Arnaldur. And then a very popular one who's come up behind him is Yrsa Sigurðardóttir.
Mm.
Her name starts with a Y, Yrsa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's done several different series.
Mm-hmm.
But all those characters have like... ghosts in their past, like skeletons in their closet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some of her stories have literal ghosts in them as well.
Okay.
So I think like that's like a strong feature.
I do like a literal ghost.
I loved one of the literal ghosts in Yrsa's books because she didn't write supernatural stuff until all of a sudden she did write this like one story that has a supernatural element to it. And it's really very compelling. So what have your impressions been here of Christmas? My impression has been about these murder mysteries. That's what's really struck me. What's slapped you across the face about Icelandic Christmas?
That it's not on Christmas.
Mm. That's not just here, though. I think that's in a lot of Europe.
Yeah. Christmas is 6 o'clock on December 24th. Ring in Christmas.
Not quite yet, guys.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's Christmas Eve. Christmas Day is December 25th.
Yeah. It is kind of funny that they don't do like the big Christmas on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Like the big meal where everyone dresses up and exchanges presents.
You would think.
Yeah.
But they don't. They do it on December 24th.
Huh. Funny, funny, funny.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
Should we do like a quick primer on Icelandic Christmas?
Go ahead. What do you have other than that?
Well, I mean, like, there's no Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, no Santa Claus.
It's not religious.
We do Santa Claus, though. We do
American Santa Claus.
Yulisvein and Santa Claus.
Yeah, our kids get the double whammy as well.
I think they like it.
It's like those kids who, like, have one Jewish parent.
Exactly.
And they, like, get all their Hanukkah presents, and then they also get their Christmas presents.
And if it's perfectly timed, it's just present, 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 present.
Boom.
Yeah, I hated those kids growing up. I was like, look at you. Get your Hanukkah presents and your Christmas presents.
And now you're raising some.
And now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Seeing the Judeo-Christian kids.
Yeah.
Oh, you see how I did that? Judeo-Christian kids. Getting all the gifts. It's like one day. Well, I don't get the gifts, but I pick out cute little gifts.
Yeah. We did it together, actually.
Yeah, we did.
So here, kids don't have gifts from one Santa Claus. They have the 12? Is that how many are there? 12?
13.
13 Yuletide 12, lads?
13.
And I have been calling them Yuletide imps. Yuletide imps.
They are not imps. Where'd you get imps from?
Because they're mischievous. They have, like, mischief. Each of them does.
Yeah, they're, like,
mischief.
Poltergeisty, but they're like...
Well, they're also not dead ghosts.
No, they're not dead. But... They're disruptive.
Yeah. They like to slam doors and steal food and stuff like that.
The first one, as I've mentioned before, is my least favorite. Well, there are two.
Stackerslash.
Yeah. Sheep worrier.
Oh, sheep bother. Yeah, he's like...
It's like, what you doing with the sheep, dude? Leave the sheep alone.
Yeah.
That sounds like this is too much of a not even a whiff, but like a stench of bestiality going on there. It's not okay. I'm like, ew.
There's also Glückager.
Yeah.
Window peeper.
See, that's the other one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you peeping in people's windows?
Yeah. Sausage dealer.
I'm not worried about sausage dealer. I don't have any literal or figurative sausage to be stolen.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Try and find some sausage. Oh, we have veggie dogs. He'd be so disappointed.
So there's these 12 and they come. The first one came last night.
Yeah. When do they head out? They start out from the mountains.
And they stay for 9 days, I think. And they go back to the mountains after that.
Mm-hmm. Do they start on December 1st? When did they leave? I feel like there's a date, right?
Today was the first day, maybe, that the first one came down from the mountains?
Yeah, no, but they leave before that. When they begin their journey. Because the short one starts the journey first, and he gets on the fourth day or third day or something, right?
We are terrible people to be explaining this.
We really are, because we're just like, blah, 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 blah. Google you lads, and Papa Google will tell you all about it in detail. Right. And there is a cute book. Like I brought Yolan Koma, 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 Koma,
Koma.
See, I get that O is so weird. It's very Long Island.
Exactly. Koma. That's what I think of it all the time. Koma. I think of it as the Long Island O.
Yeah.
Koma, Kwana.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing, huh? LaGuardia. LaGuardia. I'm gonna land at LaGuardia. Koma.
So yeah, that's the traditional book that has all the. The poem, it has poems about all of the Yule lads, Grilla, whatnot.
This dude, Johannes Urkatlum, he put together these poems about Grilla, who's their mother, and Lapluli, who's their father, and the Christmas cat, who's a terrible monster.
Yeah.
So there is a statue, actually, in lights of the Christmas cat.
Oh, downtown. Right. Yeah.
And there has been some flack about this statue.
There's been flack about it?
Yeah.
I think it's so cute. Oh. I think it's great.
Well, I guess if you're a classist bastard, then you will think it's great.
Why?
What? Because what's the Christmas cat only eats people.
Who don't get clothes, right?
Don't get clothes for Christmas.
But see, back in the day, it wasn't that you bought clothes. It's that everybody got to pull their weight and make some fucking socks, goddammit, or you're going to freeze to death. So it's just a way to inspire all the children. Iceland is not a wealthy country.
It wasn't.
So I feel like the tradition doesn't come out of that. Doesn't come, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it comes out of just like, everybody's got to do something shit.
Yeah, but I mean, there might have been these people who had to work literally from morning to night. Mm-hmm. They didn't have time to make clothes for their kids.
But also, I read something. And
their kids got eaten by a wild cat.
But I feel like I read something about the cat didn't used to eat kids. It used to like, just come and eat your food.
I don't know.
But not even, it had nothing to do with clothes. I feel like I read that somewhere. Maybe it was just on Facebook.
Mm.
So, does that count?
I don't know.
Some random person. It was an Icelander on Facebook said something about it.
I don't know. I know that there have been some people who have been upset about it because they feel like it's a symbol of classism.
Hmm.
That it was, I mean, maybe not in the very beginning, but like at some point in like the development of the society, like it was the poor who the Christmas cat was eating. Because they couldn't afford to give their kids new clothes. So what else distinguishes Iceland at Christmas? No Santa Claus. You got the Yuletide lads. They bring you gifts in your shoe.
Or a potato if you've been naughty. Instead of coal, you get a potato.
And there's the Christmas cat.
Mm-hmm.
Grilla, who comes in. She's their troll mother.
Yeah.
And she eats the kids if they've been naughty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some paintings of her.
Is that also classist though, Grilla? Because I feel like rich kids are naughty. Tend to be more naughty, yeah. I don't know.
I feel like she was just like a device that was used to be like, you're going to get your head ripped off. You know, shape up.
Get some act right.
We've used the troll threats with our kids, too.
And thus Astrid being terrified.
She's terrified of
that. Good job, Jonas.
I feel like, thank God, though, that she's terrified of that and not that someone's going to break into her preschool and shoot her and her friends.
Yeah. That is bad.
At least she will grow out of this fear. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope she will. I hope she's not one of those adults who...
Maybe it'll turn inward into some weird phobia.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed on what happens.
On everything. Parenting is such a fucking crapshoot.
The other thing that distinguishes Iceland at Christmas is that it's not really a religious holiday here. I mean, there are, like, people do go to church on Christmas Eve, but, like, even the word is not Christian. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with Christ.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, which just means... It was like one of the ancient pagan months. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't.
No, it's Yule.
Yule.
Yule and Yule, they're all from the same.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I was thinking it was on the ancient Icelandic months.
No, I don't think it is. Yep.
But I think the month was called Ylir, which may be related to Yule. Anyway, it has nothing to do with Christianity.
Yeah. Well, Christmas, well, we could go into a whole discussion about that.
But I feel like in America, you say Christmas and immediately it's associated with Christianity.
Yeah.
And like people don't want to celebrate it because it's a religious holiday. But like here, mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's a religious holiday.
No, it's not really seen that way. Pardon me.
That's okay. Just like been a recent realization of mine.
Really?
Is that it's not really seen as a religious holiday here. It's just like a cultural holiday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like you would celebrate like the solstice or, well, not that people celebrate the solstice here. I mean, some people do.
Yeah.
But not the same people who celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of like another holiday, like New Year's. You know what I mean? It's just like something we observe together because it's that time of year.
Right.
It has nothing to do. Like you can be a Jew or Muslim or whatever religion and still be able to celebrate the Yuletide here because that's what it is.
But I feel like Christianity has something to do with it being celebrated on the 24th.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what that is, though. I mean, it's just something in the back of my mind.
The practicalities of it might be, but I'm just still impressed that, like, Iceland has managed to keep it from being, like, a religious holiday. Mm-hmm. I just feel like all those, like, slogans, like, in America where they're like, put the Christ back in Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't work here. Mm-hmm. There's literally no Christ in Yule.
Yeah. I've never been a person that's been like, oh, it's about Jesus or it's not about Jesus. I'm like, eh, it's tree lights and presents. Who's complaining? Why complain about anything? It's supposed to be about good stuff. Whatever it is that you've made it about, it's supposed to be good. Yeah. So
just let it
be good. Let it be a celebration of goodness.
It's about murder mysteries too. Just a little bit.
Whatever brings you joy. Should we open gifts?
Oh, sure. But tell me too. What are you gonna do to like for Christmas? Are you doing anything else to celebrate Christmas? I mean, you've gone out in town and you have done your Christmas shopping, right?
Yes, I've done most of my Christmas shopping. Not most. I've done some.
Because on the 23rd is like a big day for Christmas shopping.
Oh right, that is a good one. That is nice. I like that. It's Thor. What's his name? Thorlaxmas.
Mm-hmm. Massive Saint Thorlaker.
Yeah.
Thorlauker or Thorlaksmessa.
Yeah, and people eat some nasty shark.
Skate.
Oh, no, yeah, right, skate. I was like, it's something nasty.
That's a tradition that started in the West Fjords.
Oh.
But now it's done, like, all over the place, I think. I don't know if it's always putrefied skate. Mm-hmm. Like, I think some people just eat fresh skate, too.
Oh.
But
wusses.
In my husband's family...
They go hardcore.
Yeah, they eat the putrefied skate.
Ugh.
His sister used to put a towel underneath the door and lock herself in her room because it smells so bad. It smells like someone is just like continually spraying Windex in your face.
Ew.
It's awful. Mm. When my mom came to visit, though, she tried it.
And what did she think?
She got big ups from the family for trying it, too.
But did she like it?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of, like, liking the food. I think it's more like, look, I did it, you know?
Oh, she's such a good sport, Susie.
Yeah.
Shout out to Susie Moody.
That's right.
I've never tried it.
I haven't either.
Well, I'm vegetarian. I love having that in my back pocket.
We eat fish.
Ooh,
and we...
I'm vegetarian.
Well, sorry, guys. I'm vegetarian. Otherwise,
I'd have done it.
No, we eat fish, and we still just do not enjoy it at all. Or I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, Isley has, like, a bite of it. And you know who's eaten it? Astrid's eaten it before.
Yeah.
And she did a happy dance, actually. We have it on videotape.
Wow, a happy dance?
Yeah,
no.
But the fresh skate, I think, is fine. It just tastes like skate, which is a good fish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tradition. And then the other tradition is that wherever you are in the country, West Fjords or not, everyone goes out and the shops stay open really late.
Yep.
And you get your last Christmas
last
presents.
Last minute shopping.
And, you know, you walk around, it's cozy, people have cocoa, and hopefully it's not shitting rain that night.
Yeah.
And people can enjoy, like, a nice
run into everyone night. You know.
Yeah, and you really do, actually, if you live downtown.
Mm-hmm. Everyone. was just wandering about shopping. It's like, oh, hey, it's a little Christmas market.
Yeah.
But like all over.
But all over. Exactly. Everywhere. There's a Christmas market feeling. Mm-hmm. Hopefully there will not be any gunmen.
Yeah, hopefully Christmas not. Market. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Bringing it back down again.
Thanks.
Good job, Jonas.
Thanks, Jonas. Strasbourg. Do you say Strasbourg or Strasbourg?
I like to say Strasbourg. No, I don't know. It's just Strasbourg.
Yeah, it's definitely not Strasbourg.
Strasbourg?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Yeah, just at a Christmas market, too. Man, that's slow.
See, people are assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's the Thorlaksmessa, and there's also second day of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
When someone told me that the first time, I thought they were just goofing me.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not. There's literally a second day of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are 12 days.
I know, but they celebrate the second day of Christmas as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing that happens on it, though. And there's nothing that happens on Christmas Day either.
I know.
How anticlimactic is that?
Yeah, I feel like it really is. I feel like they pick the worst time to celebrate Christmas. Like 6 o'clock on any day is the most boring time ever. Yeah. It's not even like midnight.
The day is like winding down.
When I'm at home in Texas, we do midnight mass sometimes. And I think that's so cool to go to church, you know, at night.
With the candles, right?
And, you know, you see they have like a little church service and then it's just like caroling afterwards. And then at midnight, you light, turn off all the lights in the church and light candles and sing Silent Night. And it's a beautiful little moment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's nice.
We used to sing Silent Night at my mom's church.
Mm-hmm.
And then the preacher was like, we shouldn't sing Silent Night. That's not the prerequisite song here. We should sing Joy to the World because it's Christmas now. And everyone was like, no. We sing Silent Night.
You sing Silent Night.
And we light the candles. And yes. It's beautiful.
Because it's a gorgeous moment. But see, I think what we used to do, if I remember correctly, we do sing Silent Night. And then after that, sing Joy to the World.
Yes.
Because I do think the candles.
When lights come back on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I like to march out with the candles and like everyone processes out.
Mm.
And like you bring the light out into the world.
Yeah. Yeah. That is nice.
Yeah.
You can do both. Or what? I mean, you know.
We don't go to church services ever.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do, when we're back in Texas, when we go to mom's Christmas Eve service, it's really nice.
That's the only time we go to church too.
It's when we go to Texas. And sing the carols. And they have this, they have a little sermon and pass the plate. And you're sort of like, okay, TikTok guys, let's go.
It's like, I just want to get to the singing part and lighting the candles. That's the part I like.
What else happens around here?
Yeah, that's about it. And then you read all your books.
That's right. You read all your books on Christmas.
And then you just kind of like bide your time until Christmas Eve. Not Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Or you celebrate your kid's birthday.
When's your kid's birthday?
30th.
Nice.
As one does.
Mm-hmm.
There's also lots of neat little Christmas markets that pop up.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one is one that's in Heiðmörk, which is right outside of the Reykjavik city limits.
Mm-hmm.
You take the road like you're going to the Southlands, like you're going to drive over Hatlisheiði Mountain Pass. And you go to a farm called Atlirbær, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this like a really nice old-fashioned Christmas market set up in one of the stone buildings there.
Oh, nice.
It's a super old farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then outside they have a Christmas tree and kids dance around the Christmas tree.
Oh, I'll dance around the Christmas tree.
And they have like a little cafe where people, this is what I really like. They have people come and play music. But last year they had people come in and read from their Christmas books.
Oh, okay.
Like those books that
they got. Oh, okay. I got you.
Isn't that a great idea?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're doing like a little bit of selling, but you also get to go to a reading and people were choosing fun things to read. I really like the whole like spirit of that one.
And when does this happen again?
This happens every weekend in December.
Every weekend in December.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the Heiðmörk, or is that what they call it? I think it's the Heiðmörk Christmas Market.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Baby poop face rears its baby head.
We'll post the correct address, though, anyway.
Yeah.
If people are interested. Yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
And they have Christmas markets around the city, too.
They have a skating rink set up in Ingolstorg
right
now.
Right, right.
And it's so beautiful with the twinkly lights over it.
It's been so warm, though, relatively speaking.
Warm, I don't know. It's been not freezing cold.
Yeah, it's been not freezing cold. It's not been snowing.
Yeah.
It's been, I mean, there's a little bit of snow, but now it's mostly rain. which is kind of
I feel like it hasn't even rained that much though.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen though.
Yeah.
We had lightning here the other day, too.
I know. That was weird.
That never happens here.
But see, what I find funny about the Icelandic lightning, like, I wasn't even sure that's what it was. And somebody was like, no, it was lightning. I heard thunder, too. Is that it's just like this little bloop. It's like a camera flash.
Yeah.
Like, you go, like, in New York and Texas, when there's a thunderstorm, like, the lightning is, like, so, there's, like, multiple strikes, like, all at once. It's like, I don't know what you call those. Like, it's not just, like, one bolt of lightning. It's
like forks out.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So it's usually, like, really bright. For a little, like, it's a really, you know, that's lightning. And then, like, the thunder is, like, so loud.
Yeah, it's like doomsday lightning.
Yeah.
Bell-shaking thunder.
Exactly. And in Iceland, it's just like, boop, boop, bling.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
And I was like, are you sure that's a thunderstorm? He was like, yeah, it's thunder and lightning. I was like, really? Because there's just a little twinkly light and maybe a distant knock.
Why doesn't that happen here?
I don't know. I don't think it gets quite warm enough, I think.
Okay.
Because it's the combination of the warm and the cold, right? That's what causes a thunderstorm.
I have no idea.
It's like the cold coming down, at least in the States, cold coming down from Canada, meeting the warm air coming up from the Gulf, and that makes it all thunderstormy.
I don't know. My kid asked me the other day when we were talking about thunder and lightning. I could not answer her.
You didn't ask Google?
No.
That usually also, if you go straight to Google when they do this and just start reading it, and it's like all like some sort of meteorological words in there, they're like, okay, whatever, and they leave you alone.
I love that's your strategy. It's like your goal is for them to leave you alone. No, I want to feed her like thirst for knowledge. I just want to be able to do it correctly. Like, I don't want to tell her like it's because of the ions in the air, honey. They're different in Iceland.
It's the devil beating his wife.
It's the devil beating his wife, Astrid. Remember that. Now, the devil beating his wife in Texas, when you said that, that's when it was raining really hard.
Yeah, and the sun was shining.
Oh, the sun was shining, that's right. Yeah. The
sun is shining, it was raining.
Yeah.
Devil beating his wife.
How does that happen? How can there be raining and the sun shining? Maybe, like, it's just shining sideways through the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
The clouds, gotcha. Yes. So, should we open some Christmas presents?
Oh, yes, yes. Christmas. Christmas presents. We're opening before... This Mr. Jonas, do you want to open yours first?
I would love to. Thank you.
I got you the perfect gift.
Should I put mine in front of you? So I'm just going to describe to you guys my Christmas package. It is wrapped impeccably.
It's beautiful.
And what looks like some sort of artisanal butcher paper.
I like brown paper packages tied up with string.
Yeah, that is exactly
one of my favorite things.
Is it one of your favorite things?
It totally is. When I heard that in the song as a child, I was like, holy shit, Julie.
Me too, me too.
It's one of my favorite things, too.
So it's wrapped up.
And I just want to say for the record, it's the perfect gift.
This is the perfect gift.
This is the perfect gift for you, Jonas.
So I'm feeling it. It's about as heavy as a bread basket.
Mm.
And as big as a bread basket. Did you give me a bread basket?
I did not get you a bread basket. It's a nice little cube.
It is a cube. It's not a basket like at all. It's a little cube. It has impeccably tied ribbon at the top.
Mm-hmm. Green and gold. Green and gold satin.
High quality ribbon.
Yeah.
This is not plastic.
Nope.
This is very nice. This is someone... Who cares?
Oh, I care.
And this is not some shopkeep who slapped this stuff on here. This is someone who took it home and did it right.
You're welcome. It might take some doing to get the bow off.
Because
I don't remember how I did
pulls,
that.
It just pulls very gently and easily. It's a dream package. I feel like this could be from like a magazine. Look at that. Look at how it just falls away.
Okay, now you're being too much.
All the ribbons are beautiful.
Bling. Feel free to save that. I'm so excited. I'm gonna like it. Open it, open it.
Oh,
open it, open it.
No, where did you find this? Oh my gosh, it's a Kilner 10-piece preserving starter set.
That's right. In our very first episode, you mentioned not being able to find mason jars.
And this is not just mason jars.
These are not mason, you know, with the capital M jars, but they are a set for doing your preserves. Comes with jars, a little thingy to put the jars in the hot water.
The tongs.
Yep. Yes, tongs.
I love a jar filler, too.
Oh, my gosh.
A jar filler.
Our jar filler at our home is almost busted. This one looks beautiful.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh. Look, yeah, there's tongs for pulling my sterilized jars out of the hot water.
Exactly, because you don't want to get any kind of botulism sort of situation.
Look at these
little labels.
Country labels. Country-style labels.
So you can be like, oh.
And then is the gold in here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at these.
Aren't they cute?
This smells just right. Where did you find this?
At a Coca.
A Coca. Okay.
See, again with the old Coca. Yeah.
I've never seen them there, but I never asked about them. Were they like hidden behind something?
No. So on this day, when we decided we were going to do the little gift exchange, I was like, let me go see if they have any of these jars. Because I had seen a couple of these before, and I'd gotten them to put dried tea in when I dried mint leaves.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe they have some. Let me go see. And on the butcher block, right when you walk in, this was on the table. I was like, holy cow, it's a whole set.
It's amazing because it's not just the jars. It's the whole preserving set.
Yeah. Ugh, they had jars, but then they had the set. I was like, I could just get the jars or I could get the set. I kind of need to get the set.
Yours is literally a great gift.
I told you.
You.
I saw it and I was like, I gotta do it. Yeah. I was like... Should I do it or should I build the whole thing? I was like, Lydia, come on. It's perfect. Because the thing about Iceland, if I didn't get it then, I'd be like, Jonas, look, I found something over here. And you'd go and it'd be gone.
I don't have any more. Sorry.
We'll have some next February. By next February, I mean 2020.
This does seem like an odd time of year to be selling preserving because
it does.
It's like a fall thing, you know?
Yeah.
No time of year is wrong for a preserving kit for Jonas.
Yay!
Okay.
That's me clapping for myself.
Nice. I'm going to put my gift in front of you.
Okay.
Now, mine's considerably smaller. I just want you to know that it is...
It's the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts.
Lovely red package.
Yes.
Tied with green string.
That's right.
So festive. It's very Christmassy.
It's a very familiar shape and size, I think.
Yeah.
You probably know what's inside there. But I don't think you know exactly what's inside there.
Well, it is rectangular in shape.
Yes.
Can we say? Okay. Yes.
So you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Should I?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What is this?
Do you have this already?
I do not have that already. Okay. And this is so perfect. Do you know why this is so perfect?
Why?
Because I feel like we also talked about this on our first podcast.
I think we might have.
About this book.
Yeah.
So it's a copy of the book, The Blue Fox by Sion. What's his name? What's his real name? Or is that, that's his pen name?
It might be Sigurjón.
Okay.
I'm not sure what his real name is.
Yeah. I think we did talk about The Blue Fox. Or was it another one of his books? Regardless.
Yeah.
I feel like it's great that we both got things that we talked about in our first podcast.
Well, this one makes me think of you.
Why does this one make you think of me?
Because,
I haven't read this one, so I'm excited.
I didn't reread this entirely, but I did start to reread it. And I remembered that it's not one story, but it's two stories.
Okay.
It opens with a story about a priest, Baltus Gokason, and he's hunting the blue fox.
Oh, is it my saintliness that makes you think? No. Okay, continue. Go ahead.
And then there is, it skips to a different story about, I don't remember what his job is. He might be a priest as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a shipwreck and he takes in this girl who has Down syndrome.
Oh, wow.
From the shipwreck. And they live together in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about their relationship. But the two stories do become intertwined in an amazing way.
Huh. Okay. I'm excited.
The storytelling is great. But I love that these two disparate stories came together in sort of a nice complimentary way. I just feel like that really is just the story of Lydia and Jonas.
Oh my goodness. And I do like stories like that. I like it when you see how everything is connected.
Yeah.
Because everything is connected, goddammit.
That's right. You can also see that it's a very short book.
Mm-hmm.
It does not take a long time to read it. I also really am a huge fan of the translator, Victoria Cribb.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazingly talented translator, and I think that she her English translations mm-hmm. are just some of the best out there at all, entirely. So this book in Icelandic is called Skuggabaldur, mm-hmm. which is
not blue fox.
No, it's not.
What does that mean?
Skuggabaldur is a mythological animal.
Okay.
It's the offspring of a cat and a fox.
Okay. Huh. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah. And it's either like a male fox and a female cat or vice versa. And if it's the other way around, if it's a female fox and a male cat or whatever the opposite of it is, then it's another kind of mythological animal. Oh. It's different attributes.
Oh, see. People make shit so complex.
Well, it is. It's a very complex world of mythological animals out there.
That's true.
We have a whole other book about that we should check out sometime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's about all the mythological animals in Iceland.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
All the different permutations that people have.
Yeah.
But I think you'll enjoy this.
Yay! Thank you.
I really like Sion a lot. He's one of my favorite writers. I genuinely think he's a good writer because, you know, so many books get published here every year in the great book flood.
I think I've met him.
Oh, really?
I think so.
He's very unassuming, actually. I mean, he's a snappy dresser and he's cool. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know how I think, like, a lot of, like, arty-farty people in Iceland, like, put it all on the outside?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot on the inside there, too.
Yeah.
He's, like, through and through, genuinely, to the core, a wildly creative and intelligent person.
That's great. Yeah. I like that.
I think you'll like his book.
And as I mentioned before we began recording, a lot of the times, the reason I hesitate to say whether or not I've met him uh-huh. is that I meet a lot of Icelanders through the Icelandic husband.
Yes.
And the thing about being a black woman in Iceland is that I stand out. So people always remember me. They always remember meeting me. They remember my name. They remember what I do. They remember what I said. They remember what I was wearing. They remember me every single time.
Yeah.
And I just give them blank, like vacant kind of smile, like, hi, good to see you again. I don't say it again because I don't know. Because I don't remember, but they always remember, and I always feel so bad.
Yeah.
And you were telling me that you ran into someone mm-hmm. that thought they knew me.
Mm-hmm. Turns out, because you taught at that school.
Right, and I do.
And your husband did that camper thing.
See, I do teach at a school.
And your husband does like
camp. At a kindergarten, and the husband loves to camp.
Uh-huh.
However, it came about through the more you talk to this person that it wasn't me that she had met.
No.
It was another black woman living here in Iceland.
That's right.
Also married to an Icelander.
That's right.
Who likes to camp, but he has a camping business.
Yeah.
And she also teaches, but at a
elementary school.
And
not at a preschool.
Yeah.
Whoops.
She had the wrong Negro.
That's right. There can only be one.
There's only space for one Negro in Icelander's file. Because it's like, oh my God, I met a black person. And then they put him in the file. And then if they meet a second one, well, shit. Mind's blown. It just replaces with the latest Negro that you've met. Goes into the file. You got the wrong Negro. It happens.
Is that what you sing to them when they say things?
I'm like going
to
start singing that song. And they can sing back to me because I confuse all the Icelanders. You've got the wrong Icelander. Because I'll be like, did I meet you at the... No, you're not. Are you my husband's cousin? No. Not... you sure?
There is definitely an Icelandic face, too.
There is.
And it's very similar to other Icelandic faces. It is. Because when the gene pool is small...
There you're like, you get the basic Icelander looks.
Yeah.
I feel like they're variations.
Yeah.
And then sometimes...
I don't mean it's like Deliverance small.
No. But they're definitely looks. And
maybe it is, though. Has anyone done research into this?
They have. They've done extensive research.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it's quite to those levels.
Okay. But you like a nice pool of diversity, right?
Yeah. But like
and you, my friend...
Oh, I bring a lot of diversity to the Icelandic gene pool.
That's right.
I've got a nice mix of West African and European DNA.
There you go.
So you never know what you're going to get.
You're doing them a favor.
My offspring. What? Diversifying shit.
Mm-hmm. Good work.
Yeah, I live to serve.
Mm-hmm. Is that your Christmas gift to Iceland?
My gift to you, Iceland? My DNA. My genetic diversity. You're welcome.
You've got the right Negro. Merry Christmas.
That makes me think of Uncle Sam, which is a poster of me.
We you want you.
Right, Negro. Oh, God. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from Iceland. Merry Christmas from...
Give them the Merry Christmas in Icelandic.
Gleðileg jól. I always have a hard time saying that one, actually. I feel like I'm clearing my throat.
Gleðileg jól. And when Icelanders say it, they don't really say the whole word.
No, they say
Gleðileg jól. They say Gleðileg jól. And you're like, Gleðileg jól.
You can't have cotton mouth when you're saying that one. You have to have just finished.
You need the right amount of saliva.
A liter of water. And have a freshly moist mouth to say that.
Freshly.
To wish the countrymen a Merry Christmas.
Oh, God. Freshly moist mouth.
And listened. Oh.
Or Merry Christmas. Or, you know, whatever you would light your fire.
That's right. From the Races at the Hot Dogs Inn.
This has been Lydia and...
And Jonas. We're signing out for 2018, right?
Yeah.
See you next year.
Yeah. Bless y'all.
Bless y'all.